A reading from the second letter of Saint Peter. You should be living holy and saintly lives while you wait and long for the day of God to come, when the sky will dissolve in flames and the elements melt in the heat. What we are waiting for is what he promised, the new heavens and new earth, the place where righteousness will be at home. So then, my friends, while you are waiting, do your best to live lives without spot or stain, so that he will find you at peace. Think of our Lord's patience as your opportunity to be saved. You have been warned about this, my friends. Be careful not to get carried away by the errors of unprincipled people from the firm ground that you are standing on. Instead, go on growing in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. To him be glory in time and in eternity. Amen. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The chief priests and the scribes and the elders sent to Jesus some Pharisees and some Herodians to catch him out in what he said. These came to him and said to him, Master, we know you are an honest man, and that you are not afraid of anyone, because a person's rank means nothing to you, and that you teach the way of God in all honesty. Is it permissible to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay, yes or no? Seeing through their hypocrisy, he said to them, Why do you set this trap for me? Hand me a denarius and let me see it. They handed him one and he said, Whose head is this? Whose name? Caesar's, they told him. Jesus said to them, Give back to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. This reply took them completely by surprise. The Gospel of the Lord. In that space, the temple, there should not have been a denarius. That denarius would have carried the image of Tiberius with the title Son of the Divine Augustus. The money changers were in the temple to ensure that such idolatry did not come near the Holy of Holies. For one of the most pious groups in Judah to have that coin in that context is a sign of a grave lack of integrity. It is exactly this that Jesus hones in on. In that context, nothing belongs to Caesar. Everything belongs to God, including Caesar. The irony of Jesus' words gets lost when we turn a critique of hypocrisy into an eternal command. Peter of Verona, Peter Martyr, whose feast we celebrate today, was also a master of irony. Brought up in the Manichaean world of an irreparable division between God as pure abstract spirit and the physical world as excretion of Satan. This latter fact would render logically impossible, according to that worldview, the possibility of incarnation, resurrection of the body, or the dignity of the whole human person, body and soul. In his teens, Peter Martyr rejected that worldview and embraced the world as created by the God who gives all things life, entered human experience in Jesus, and remains within human experience through the Holy Spirit. He studied at the University of Bologna, where he met St. Dominic and received the habit. His life was spent in that simple preaching of all things as belonging to God and guided to fulfillment by divine providence. as a member of the still unfolding institution of the Inquisition, and before it reached the punitive heights of later ages, he had access to different civic spaces to preach the unity of humanity in this created world with its Lord and Saviour, the Son of God, who gave himself on the cross and continues to nurture through the physicality of the sacraments. Palm Sunday, the 6th of April, 1252, he and a companion, one Brother Dominic, were assassinated, Peter by blows to the head and to the heart. The bodies were taken to nearby Milan. On the 25th of March, 1253, the very day of the celebration of the taking of flesh by the Eternal Word in the Annunciation, Pope Innocent IV canonized him as martyr. In our time, there might no longer be flag-waving Manichaean assassins waiting to waylay mendicant preachers, for which I am eternally grateful. But that separation between God and God's world is still at work in our minds, attitudes, and actions. We separate ourselves from the natural world to the degree that we become destructive of the very divine web of life which sustains us. Because we let our Caesars function with limited accountability only to political party and political ideology, they violate the common good. Jesus' irony, which was expressed to highlight the hypocrisy of his opponents, becomes the validation of our tearing the world apart. Our first reading today looks towards God's restoration of all things as they should and could have been, if only we held Caesar responsible to God. We heard, what we are waiting for is what he promised, the new heavens and new earth, the place where righteousness will be at home. Peter of Verona, following the incarnate word of God, knew that the new heavens and new earth could already be experienced and grow to fulfillment as we come to the conversion which honors the presence of God in the world with ever greater integrity. Amen.